Paperback Classics Audio presents Mistress of Ravenswood by Marilyn Ross. Read for you by Romy Nordlinger. Chapter 1. Pamela Wales stood staring out of the window on the second floor of the Beacon Street house that overlooked the cobblestone street and the green lawns and great elm trees beyond. A lash of September rain struck the many-paned window and streamed down the glass, blurring her vision for a moment. It was a gloomy afternoon, and matched well the depressed state of her mind. The figure of an elderly woman in black, wearing a bonnet of the same color, appeared across the street. Then, bending her head against the fury of the wind and rain, she hurried over to the sidewalk below Pamela's window and vanished into one of the adjoining houses. Otherwise, the street was empty. It was one of the fine residential sections of Boston, and the room in which Pamela stood was an upstairs parlor that the children often used on wet days such as this for a playroom. The two tow-headed little boys now occupied themselves busily at the far end of the high-ceilinged room, constructing castles with their building blocks. In a marble fireplace halfway down the parlor, a forlorn log fire fought for existence against the wind and provided more smoke than heat. As she continued to look out the window, Pamela shivered slightly, not so much from the cold as from her feeling of desolation. She was a frail-looking girl of 20, with golden plaits of hair curled at the nape of her dainty neck. She had a milk-white complexion and large, sympathetic eyes, which were the outstanding feature of her pleasant face. She wore a brown dress of plain design, suitable for the role of governess, which was her position in this house of the wealthy, but it could not hide her neat waist or the rest of her trim figure. Indeed, it was her attractiveness that had been her undoing. For some time now, the young master of the house had been furtively pressing his unwelcome attentions on her. She had first ignored his approaches, then reprimanded him for making them, yet he continued to make her difficult position truly unbearable. He had been so shameless with his winks and furtive smiles that she was sure her mistress had caught on. Indeed, events had borne this out. For no sooner had Henry Grayson departed for England on business than his wife had come up to the nursery to talk to her. Mary Grayson was a Boston blue blood who made up for her lack of beauty with a great dignity that matched her rough-hewn features. She had been pleasant enough with Pamela, but as firm as New England granite in her decision. "I fear you must find another position, my dear," she had said, showing no expression on her gaunt face. Pamela had been surprised at first. "Have I not taken proper care of the boys?" she asked, as the two curly-haired youngsters hesitated in their play to stare and listen. "You have been most satisfactory," Mary Grayson had told her calmly, "and I shall not hesitate to offer you an excellent reference, but I am faced with the necessity of making a change here." It was then that Pamela guessed. She felt her cheeks flush guiltily, even though she had no reason to feel guilt. And with her eyes cast down, she replied in a low voice, "Then I suppose there is no hope that you might reconsider." "No hope of that at all," Mary Grayson said evenly. "My own old nanny has lost her husband and has no means of support in her old age. I have written and told her that I want her here. She is very proud and would not accept charity even from me, so I promised her she should take care of the children. You see the position in which I find myself?" "Yes," Pamela said quietly, looking sadly at the two solemn-faced boys. "I can understand that you are faced with a difficult decision. When do you want me to leave?" The other woman shrugged. "Any time you like," she said. "There is no rush as long as you're gone before the old woman arrives in a fortnight or so." Pamela had determined to put on as brave a front as possible, and with a wan smile had said, "Of course I shall miss the children and the special kindnesses you have shown me." Mary Grayson.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?